I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world.
The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day.
TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today, we're meeting Yasmin. Yasmin Idris is the first Arab and Saudi woman to circle a 1,500-kilometer ring road that wraps around Iceland. She believes Saudi women encounter fewer obstacles today, excelling in diverse fields, and sees it as a prime moment for Arab women to showcase their talents. Yasmin, thank you so much for being here. I love your name. It's my mom's name. It's one of the classic names. In true tradition to the podcast, I'm going to start with a very easy question that has become a tradition. Seeing as the podcast is called Quality of Life, I want to know what's your outlook or what's your intake when it comes to quality of life?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. Such a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure is ours.
I think quality of life is such a big question, right? Like all of life. But for me, I break it down into life is a collection of days. And so for me, quality of life means the quality of each day. Like, how am I waking up feeling? Am I feeling expansive? Am I feeling contracted? And how am I ending each day? Do I feel fulfilled by the day I just had? So that's really it for me. And it sounds very simple, but really it's the result of all the choices that we make, right? What work we're doing, who our partner is, whether we have children, whether we want children. Are we traveling enough? Are we getting inspired? So it sounds like, you know, like a truism, like, oh, wake up every day feeling great or loving your life or not. But really it's what structures am I creating for the life that I want and to feel inspired. And I keep using this word inspired because personally, that's something that I need every day. Some people need maybe to move their bodies physically, which is also something that I need. But, you know, for me, it's inspiration. So what am I doing in my days, in my weeks, in my months, in my years to nurture that inspiration?
You're the first guest I have that says it's you break it down into the day. And that's a very interesting way to look at it. I would also add, it's also who you choose to spend time with. And what you choose to spend your time on should be like a, you know, a not random. Okay, sometimes we have random days, but I think it should be planned properly. Who do you want to spend time with? I think a lot of us, you're already busy during the day working with people that you don't necessarily like or whatever. You should pick the second part of the day for you to spend time with people that you do like. And speaking of people that you like, we are all inspired by others, and I would love for you to share with us who in your life journey has inspired you to be Yasmin you are today.
I love this question because I don't usually have an answer for it. My first inspiration, I would say, is my grandfather, Dr. Khaled Idris, who is, you know, some of us have these figures in our families who have set the tone for the family or who have influenced the family. And for me, that's my grandfather. He built the first hospital in Jeddah. And beyond that, he was such a kind man. And I feel very close to him, even though I've never met him. I have walked on the streets and have had people tell me about my own grandfather. Like, that's such a crazy idea to have that kind of effect on people. So I would say he is my first influence. But truly, Raha, I'm very easily inspired and influenced. Like I can watch.
Lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I can watch a video on Instagram of a 4-year-old like aww. Doing the first something for the first time, and I'm like, oh my god, that's so inspiring. Any typically inspirational video has me in the pocket in like 2 seconds. Like I'm very easily influenced. But I think also something that really influenced my early years as a teenager, and I watched CNN gives a award for, I don't like the word charity, but for doing good. I was 15 and I watched that and I was so, so moved by it. And that,
who was it?
It was a bunch of people. It was, it wasn't just one person, many people, but they went into their stories and filmed a whole section on what this project, the effect of this project and how it's changed the world. And that prompted me to create a sporting event in Jeddah, which was the first of its kind at the time, to raise money for charity. So that was one of those where I hold myself in my room and I'm like, I want to make a difference. But yeah, short answer is anyone who's done anything outside of their comfort zones.
That's a blessing, because some people are just so worked up and so bottled up in who they are that they don't open themselves up to be inspired. Mm. So being inspired is something that it doesn't come naturally to many people. So it's amazing that you have that. Mm. In addition to people, of course, things inspire us, and you know, books and podcasts and stories inspire us. So is there one of these that has inspired you, a book that has inspired you that you'd like us to have a look at?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's such a difficult answer, but The Alchemist was a book that...
That's a good one.
It is a good one, but I feel like it's 99% of people's answers.
Oh, I read it so many times.
Yeah, same. Actually, maybe a couple times, but the first time I read it, I was quite young. And a friend gifted it to me, and it nurtured, I think, this desire to go for the big dream, which is funny because yesterday I opened my yearbook and I saw at the end of the year, each senior had a whole page that they could fill, and mine said dream big in like really big letters. Aww. And so there's this idea of like going for the pot of gold and not settling, that book instilled in me. And then later, more recently, a few years ago, I read Dr. Joe Dispenza's Becoming Supernatural,
okay,
which is a book that he's a scientist, but he proves scientifically how we are all made of energy and how even thoughts and ideas are made of energy. So let's say you have this big goal or big dream. There's an energetic that you start to embody that starts to match that goal or that dream. And the more we can fill ourselves with feelings of I can do it, visualizing ourselves there, all the above, the closer we get to the dream. And the same as the opposite, like the more we have negative self-talk, thoughts that you cannot accomplish this thing, the further we like physically in particles get from that dream. And that just blew my mind.
I feel like you're like me. You're like a bookworm. you're like me.
Yes.
What school did you go to?
I went to the French school here in Jeddah.
Oh, okay.
And then I spent some years in boarding school in Switzerland.
And I went to my little house, Beit al-Saghir. So I was wondering.
Oh, me too, for 1 year.
Oh, did you? I'm sure you're a different generation to me.
First grade.
Giving my age away. But yeah, I went there. And I remember used to loving the library. They used to have this library.
Mm.
I used to love the library. And Abla Thuriya used to always take me to the library. And that's where, she's not there anymore, but that's where my love of books came from. So I just wanted to shout out to her. We've talked about the quality of your life. But what about wellness? What's your approach to wellness? You've mentioned how you need to have energy. You need to have kind of your mind to be stimulated, and also for you to be active. In my case, it's definitely being active, even though I'm in a very weird phase in my life now where I'm just being lazy, which is not my... Well, in my defense, I was very, very... I was super sick for the beginning of this entire year, which is, I did it to myself. But I ask this question because what is wellness to you? What do you think your approach is to wellness?
Oof, that's such a good question. It's changed so much because You know, from culture, we get this idea that wellness means being physically fit. Like, that's the message that's been given to us over maybe a couple decades now. So everyone knows they need to exercise to be healthy, right? Like, that's just a thing.
Yeah. Exercise, be healthy, eat well, don't smoke, sleep well.
Like we know these now.
But that's just your shell. That's just, you know, what about your mind, your soul?
Exactly. And so I think beyond just the basics, for me, wellness is, it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling of being at peace. Being well means your river is, your inner waters are quiet. You're still, there's a sense of relaxation. And for me, again, that's like the sum of everything else that's happening in your life. Like, so for me, the short answer is it's freedom. It's the feeling of, am I living the life that I desire, that I want? Because as an Arab woman, there are many cultural influences and pressures from society, but also my family being my family, we have very high standards. And, you know, what success means to maybe my parents is different from what success means for me, even though the end goal might be the same, you know, financial comfort, stability, whatever. But so for me personally, being well is feeling like I am pursuing the life that I desire, even though there are hardships and even though there are obstacles in the way. It's never easy. Of course, it's never easy, but it's the challenge that I chose. And that gives me a sense of like deep, deep, deep at-peaceness with myself that allows me to face, that allows me to have the resiliency that I can have in the face of everyday challenges. But on a more mundane level, I have a meditation practice on a daily basis that I must have.
Bravo. That's something I wish I did more.
Yeah. And you know, I there are so many different types of meditation. Like, I tried to maintain one for a long time and it didn't work because it was like, empty your mind, empty your mind. It's like, I cannot empty my mind. I have a million and one thoughts in my mind. So I tried different ones until I found one that I could stick to. You know, prayer and movement. For me, that's also something that's even though that could be a walk, doesn't have to be very exerting exercise. But even on that subject of exercise, it's changed so much for me, because before, if I didn't like work out pretty frequently in the week, I would feel not great about myself. And I feel like that is a conditioning. And now rest is something that I strive for, that is difficult to achieve, but that is where I want to go. Like, there are opportunities given to me these days that I am saying no to so that I can rest. And that a part of me still like doesn't understand it. I'm like,
oh, that's a page out of my book. I'm the same. I can't say no. I'm constantly running around. I know the feeling.
But then
you have to.
But it's not even just so that you can be, it's like, what does rest want to teach me? Yeah. You know, we both know that like pushing yourself to your limits has a tremendous amount of lessons to learn and personal growth gems. But what does rest have to teach me?
It's as important, and nobody can push without needing rest. Mm-hmm. And rest means nothing if you don't use it for something, right? Mm-hmm. It's a balance. Mm-hmm. You can't just push, 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 and then expect, well, this is what I do to myself. I can't just push, 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 and expect my body to function normally. You must rest. And then the flip side, you can't constantly rest and not do anything, because rest will be laziness. Mm-hmm. So you have to find that balance between being restful and pushing, because God knows how much we push, women like us, people like us push. Tell myself rest properly so that when you really need to rough it, you can survive. There's no point in starting something with your tank half empty.
Right. And also viewing your body as like a companion, right? And how can I do this for you, and how can you do this for me, you know?
I don't know if you see this as I do, because a lot of people don't agree with me, but I feel like I'm a thing inside this,
yes,
this machine. I feel like I'm a little blob inside of this machine. And at some point I will leave this machine. So I do think she and I are two different things.
Yeah.
And sometimes even Juliet, the producer, laughs because I tell her, my body said stop.
100%. There's so much intelligence in that.
Same thing with my hair, but that's a completely different character. But yeah, absolutely. I think you should respect that you are you're human and you function as human, and don't overdo that. Mashallah, Yasmeen, you come from a long line of incredible achievers, mashallah. So I'm very curious to know, and I'm sure the listeners as well, what, if you can choose, what is the crowning jewel of your achievement? What do you think is something that you're proud of the most, if you can choose one thing?
Honestly, I would say it's my continuing protection of my dreams and my life mission, which is still revealing itself to me, but it's this part of me that continues to say no to opportunities that are like covered in gold and that look like the thing I'm meant to do, and in pursuit and in favor of the thing that I'm actually here for. Because it's not easy. It requires, you know, it's foregoing like material comforts. It's foregoing like it's being in these difficult conversations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Conversations with family, which weighs on me, it's like fearlessly, or not fearlessly, there is fear, but like courageously pursuing my path.
Absolutely. Your unwavering passion in pursuit of what you're meant to really be. I feel like that's what you're trying to say. You just have this unwavering belief in what you're meant to be. And most people don't realize how hard it is to try to stay genuine and true to who you are in this world we're in. Listeners, you don't know how difficult it is unless you are in pursuit of something that is typical, and people see it as, you know, typical, like being a doctor or a lawyer, which is typical, which is great. They'll pat you on the back on it. Unless you're in pursuit of something that is outside the box, you will never understand what it means to go against the grain and to fight all of the naysayers and all the negative, you know, people, and still stay true and navigate the fakeness of this world we're in, navigate the fakeness and the glitz and glam and the window washing. It's so difficult. It's really, really difficult. And I salute anyone that survived this. I salute anyone that has reached to mid-age, or the age of where you are meant to be on your two feet as an adult, and still have your childish curiosity and your sense of bewilderment, because it's so easy for the world to crush it, and it's so difficult for you to hold on to it. So I completely know what you're trying to say. You said it so eloquently, and it's not easy. And speaking of not easy, there are so many challenges that we go through, and I'm sure you have, I don't think we have time for the challenges that we go through as women in changing the narrative. But if you can choose, Yasmeen, if you can choose, what do you think is the main challenge, the biggest challenge you've faced in your career?
I feel like I'm in it. I feel like I'm in the fight of my life at the moment, because I'm at such a critical point. I'm 30 years old, and this is a point where you're past your 20s. So you're past the grace period of go make the mistakes. You're supposed to have figured it out by this point, according to society.
Listeners can't see my face, but I'm giving this big auntie face at the moment.
And I don't have it figured out at 30. In fact, I feel like I made all the, I know what I don't want to do and what I don't want to be and what is not worth my time. That's what I figured out for myself in my 20s. But now I have this wide open page. And again, I keep saying these opportunities are coming. Alhamdulillah, I'm very grateful for them. But I'm saying no because they're not my thing. And so like maintaining my grounds has been my biggest challenge. And, you know, I keep in the context of who you are and why this podcast exists, you know, we haven't talked about Iceland. We haven't talked about the countries I've been to and other challenges I've done because I'm realizing it's not about that. These are all asterisks in the story of like in the fight of my life that I'm currently in right now.
I always say that I might have gone on 18 expeditions and I don't know, 16, 17, I don't know how many mountains, but trust me, there are way more mountains that you can't see or touch that I had to overcome to get to that point. So I know exactly what you mean. Those things are amazing. They're great in your personal, you know, journey, but they aren't the full story. What you need to overcome as a woman in this, especially in our era, I call it the era of firsts. It's really, really difficult. And the reason why I was giving you auntie face earlier when you said that, Yasmin, age is nothing when it comes to our stories. Of course, there's a certain age that things do make a difference later. But at this point, I'm telling you, as someone who's older than you, I won my Olympic gold medal, my Saudi gold medal, Olympic gold medal. And I was the eldest girl, the eldest woman in the group. I was the eldest woman in the group. And that happened a few years ago. I started climbing in my late 20s, which is very, very late. And then I broke all the records now my late 30s. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. What's more important than your age is your determination and your will. You've got time, honey. You've got time. Don't let anyone make you feel like you're inadequate because if you're not in the same age group. I've met a lot of women that are decades younger than me and don't have the same physical fitness or the same mentality. So don't ever let that be a burden or an issue. The one thing I will say, which is an honest interpretation, and not many women will say that, is we do have one clock, biological clock, that is nature. It's human nature. You can delay it. You can try to freeze your eggs. Which is when do you reproduce as a woman? And that's the one thing that I think that you really, there's nothing you can do about it. In hindsight, there are women that couldn't have kids at all. And it doesn't make her any less of a woman that she couldn't have a kid. And then there are women who had kids in their late 40s and early 50s. It's not, you can't carry all that weight as a woman and expect to function. So my advice is to be true to who you are, follow your passion, and what's meant to you will come to you. It's already written. So what's meant, work hard, have dreams, have aspirations, but also accept that this is life and not you don't get everything you want. You live a far more happier and more confident and more content person. You can't be so stubborn and wanting everything you want. I'm in this really new phase in my life now where I'm like trying to navigate so many different things. So I just wanted to mention that you've got time. There are so many positive things happening, mashallah, and so many things. I'm very, very hopeful for how Saudi is in terms of sports. I think we are at the cusp of an amazing era for Saudi women. We just have our very first athlete to actually qualify for the Olympics, not as a wild card for the first time. Is it jiu-jitsu or is it, I forgot her name. Shame on me. I forgot her name. We're going to try to get her on the podcast, but we just qualified. So it's a great era. So I want to know two things. What do you think is your opinion when it comes to women's sports in Saudi in general? Then I want to know, personally, for you, Yasmin, what are you looking forward to in the future? So start with whichever one you want.
I mean, it's amazing. There's never been a time like today for women in sports in Saudi. We're being backed. If we have talent, if we have the desire, the will to become an athlete in a certain sport, that's we are provided the help. There's so much support. I honestly don't know of many other countries that are providing quite the amount of support that the Saudi government is providing to their women and their girls, how we are starting to train them younger, to fuel their dreams. It's a drastic shift and a beautiful, what's most beautiful about this is to see the women themselves and how much heart and soul and sweat and tears they're putting into this. So well deserved, and it's our time to shine.
Absolutely. I mean, I always sometimes feel a little bit, if I can be honest, a little bit jealous of the newer generation, because it's like, you know, they have a lot. But I'm also very proud to be in my generation, because
I would be.
We you know, we struggled, we fought, we chipped at that ceiling, we prepared everything for them. So if we are also,
you paved the way.
We paved the way. I would say that we took all of the first bullets, the first shots, so that we shielded them from this. And I'm so proud of being this era, in this area. What about you personally, Yasmin? What is something you're looking forward to?
I'm just in such an open place. And sports for me and adventure has always been about finding my own boundaries and my own limits and then crossing them and seeing what happens, right? Because sometimes we cross our boundaries and it's not the best idea. You know, you collapse, or you know.
Or it's not meant for you, or it's not good for you.
Exactly. Or it's meant to break you, so you can be rebuilt in a more genuine shape and way. But for me, I'm curious to take that self-development and self-growth into other areas of my life, including adventure and sport. I will never stop pushing boundaries exteriorly, but I'm more interested in seeing how I can reach my limits and how I can connect with others in this way, both outside and inside. So it's very vague, because I'm in the process of figuring out. You're very much catching me in, like, the sculpture of, like, the statue building itself. I'm very much in that kind of phase. And you say you relate, and I believe you. I don't feel like this process ever stops.
No, but I know how it feels to be in the process of figuring out. Like, mm-hmm. what's more important is wanting to figure out. It's okay that you don't know, but it's even worse if you don't want to figure out. You're just sitting there living life and, you know, a passenger in your life. So mm-hmm. it's okay that you don't know. And I get confused so much as well. Like, it's so confused so much sometimes. I'm like, what am I doing?
And what's crazy is that I feel like when I wait, when I'm patient, the thing will come to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's either right or wrong, but sometimes we're in a culture that, like, that wants us to push all the time. But sometimes waiting for the right, you do your thing. You go and, like, climb the mountain. Of course, don't wait for someone to give it to you, but sometimes you can wait for the opportunity to come to you. Sometimes it's not always best to overly, you know, pursue.
And sometimes you just have to open yourself up to figure out what you want. Sometimes it's just, it doesn't come to you easily. You just have to disconnect a little bit to reconnect and figure out.
Mm-hmm.
What year did you do Iceland? I wanted to ask that.
2023.
So 2023. I finally went to Iceland in 2023 as well. But I was there and I was like, man, this is such a cool place to go and explore. And then I heard your story and I'm like, this is epic. So bravo on you for going against the grain and going literally off the beaten path. Before I let you go, is there any advice you'd like to share for me and for the listeners?
I mean, I would say, you know, theme of this conversation, I would say, to not just give up, but not compromise on the dream. I think for a long time, I wasted time compromising, trying to fit the dream into this mold, you know, and big dreams, what we're called for, demand that we show up, demand that we sacrifice. Like, it needs sacrifice and it needs a full 100% commitment. So I would say, show your dream that you're 100% committed and don't compromise.
I love that. I really love that.
Easier said than done, I will warn you.
Oh yes. Most of the time, whenever I leave an episode or after I interview, I like to let the conversation sink in. And most of the time, the advice is so simple, but yet so difficult to implement or to live. So yeah, I love that in the end, what's more important than, you know, figuring out who you want to be and where you want to go. So it's been such a pleasure, Yasmin. If you ever decide to go and do one of these crazy things, please let me know.
I will.
I swear to God, I was like, that's something I would love to do. As long as I don't have to, did you suffer with the showering situation? Because that I'm never doing again.
No, it was pretty, the campsites in Iceland are frequent. No,
I've been, they're really nice. Well,
yeah, very, very nice. The cold would be, and the wind would be the biggest challenges.
No, but yeah, I could do that. But I remember the longest I've ever gone without a shower was 22 days.
Wow.
And after that, and I had double this hair. It was like longer.
Wow.
I remember after finishing that, and I'm like, unless it's like Saudi has asked me to go and do this thing for the honor of Saudi Arabia, or I get really paid really well to do it, or one day my kids want to go. Like, I'm not going for the sake of going. I'm not showering for that long. So unless it's any of these, you know, things, I would say no. If it's any of these things, I'd be like, yes, of course I would go. But I think I'm past that. I think I've paid my dues.
I think I hear
you. Stinky enough. But what you did was incredible. I love your spirit. I love your approach. There's so much wisdom. And you're such a young person. And I think there's so much more to come in your story. So I wish you all the best. I wish you smooth hiking with no wind and showering in decent toilets.
Thank you.
And just keep discovering, keep exploring, and continue to be a curious and a very bright soul that clearly shines through. Unfortunately, if you don't watch the video, you won't see, but she has such a lovely soul. So continue, Yasmin, and have the best time in the adventure.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrak, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.